Developments in DNA research technology have greatly impacted the field of science, from solving crimes in past decades to curing genetic diseases. Now, a new DNA research has shown us some interesting findings in pre-colonial Aboriginal communities. To explain these findings and what it means for Aboriginal people, I'm joined in studio by our executive producer and proud Palawa woman, Ollie Henderson. Ollie, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Now, let's start off with, can you explain about what this new research has actually found?
Yeah, well, this research has confirmed a lot of what we already knew. Mm-hmm. So the Aboriginal people travelled down from Papua New Guinea over 50,000 years ago when PNG was still connected to the continent.
Wow.
The research also shows the migration from Aboriginal people from up in the north down to the southern regions, which apparently happened over about 2,000 years, which to me sounds like an incredibly long time to cross the country. But apparently,
what's a flight to Perth now? A few hours?
Yeah. Apparently this migration pattern was like very quick. But the most interesting thing that it found was once these Aboriginal people landed in their spot, they stayed there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, like, you know, what is that? 48,000 years of being in one particular place. And they have found genetic makeup that is consistent and consistent in the people and in the geographical region.
In that area.
Yes.
That is incredible. Yes. Now, how did the scientists actually discover this?
Well, the research used 111 hair samples collected from Aboriginal families who were forcibly relocated to communities in Queensland and South Australia between 1928 and the 1970s, with permission from their families, of course. Now, they analysed, I'm going to try to say a really tricky word.
Okay.
So help me out if I get it wrong.
I'll try.
Mitochondrial.
Mitochondrial DNA.
Yes.
The mother's side.
The mother's side, exactly, which allows the maternal ancestry to be traced.
There you go. See, I only look like a big dummy.
So this study was building on a study that happened last year that sequenced the genome of 83 Aboriginal Australians that showed the migration of Aboriginal people from Africa over 72,000 years ago. So now we have the whole pathway from Africa.
That is incredible. Now, this might seem like a bit of an obvious question, but why is it important for Aboriginal people to actually know this?
Well, this study kind of proves what Aboriginal people already know, that there's a distinct tie to your country, right?
Yeah.
But this also allows Aboriginal people of the stolen generation to find their country, which is a huge issue.
That must be massive, yeah.
Yeah, which is fabulous.
Absolutely.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah. Now, with only 111 hair samples, I think you said, must be quite a small sort of portion of Aboriginal communities. Well, do you think the research will go any further? Any plans for it to go any deeper?
Yeah, there are. And there have already been developments since the paper was published.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the research team have already analysed a further 30 to 40 hair samples since the paper was complete, involving two more communities, which is great.
Cool.
But also over the next 2 years, they're hoping to analyse another 1,000 samples and are looking to visit three more communities this year.
Wow.
They're also going to extend into the paternal lineage.
Okay. The father's side, yeah.
The father's side. So we'll have a more sort of complete understanding.
That is incredible. So a bit of a watch this space.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out the rest of the story.
Very, very interesting stuff. Well, Ollie, thank you so much for bringing us that new, what would you call it? An update?
Update, yeah.
Yeah, update, in DNA research into Aboriginal people, learning all about the history. It's incredible stuff.